Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, it's about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 20th century, 21st century, I should say. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Mark Lieberstein is here. He's falling into a crazy crowd here. He didn't know what he was getting into. He's co-chair of the franchise group and the retail and consumers goods industry team at Kilpatrick and Townsend, a law firm. And, Mark, you want to give us a website?
Sure. It's www.kilpatricktownsend.com.
All right. And the article that you and I found each other with was published in tell us where they can find it if they want to. Is the
it
franchise model under
attack?
It was
published in the New York Law Journal. Yeah, it's published in the New York Law Journal in September of 2019.
All right. So folks, you can is the franchise model under attack? That's the title. I bet if you Google it, you can find it without having to go to the bowels of the Law Journal. Mark, I would like for you to, and you can do this however you want to. You can bring in other cases if you want. But as we wrap up our visit, folks, we're talking about the assault that has been on the franchise industry now for over 3 years, almost 4 years, to try to connect the local small business owner employer of franchises, of a franchise, the franchisee, they're called. They bought the franchise, and they're operating it under the mothership organization. Like your local McDonald's is a franchise, and they're a separate business from the mothership McDonald's Corporation, and there are people who've been trying to connect the local franchisee employee to the mothership and connect all that for tax purpose, for labor organization purposes. And that's been going on now for a few years, but some court cases have happened, some things have been done to fight this. I've been fighting it. You've been fighting it. Rupert Barkoff was fighting it. Where do we stand and where are we going?
Well, where we stand right now is that there are a couple of cases out there which really almost stretch the limits of what a franchisor could be liable for. There was a recent case in Illinois about how now the franchisor might even be liable for the safety and security of the employees at the local level.
Wow.
And they may be. I don't know the facts. I don't know the facts of that case in Illinois. I've read the complaint, but and it could very well be that maybe the mothership does have so much control. It's hard for me to believe, but maybe they do. And I don't want to. I don't really know one way or the other. But that's the consequences of these kinds of cases. I mean, if you think about it, if it becomes too expensive for franchisors to do business in certain areas of the country because now they're going to be held liable because the safety in that area can't be controlled, well, you know what? Maybe they'll just pull out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe suddenly they'll start to close their businesses. They won't offer franchises in those kinds of areas, and people will lose jobs.
That's my point about the parasite and the host analogy I used in the last segment, because, you know, a parasite begins its life on a host oftentimes as a symbiotic, right? A symbiotic relationship. They bring insects in to pollinate the plant or whatever. Sometimes they begin as a symbiotic, but when the parasite grows and takes on a life of its own, it winds up hurting the host. And I think labor law and franchise contracts and different things that are applied to protect the employee, when they become too onerous, they wind up hurting the host. And what you just described is it could be a danger to the host, which is America's beautiful and amazing franchise concept, the whole concept of franchise.
And that's really right. And sometimes the parasite doesn't really realize that it's killing itself. And
that's right.
That to me is Although I will say there are some good things on the horizon. There was a recent case in California where the Truckers Association just got an injunction against the application of that this legislation in California that applies that ABC test that we spoke about before.
Right.
And that's a good sign. I don't know what's going to happen. It's just an injunction. It's not a final decision. But it's a good sign that maybe some of the courts are starting to realize, oh, wait a minute, maybe we ought to pull back.
We don't need to kill the mothership. And we can solve some of the problems without and the more we can get the government out of this, the better off we're going to be. Hey, Mark, keep up the good work and keep us posted and come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity.
Mark Lieberstein, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the franchise model under attack. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.